This presentation was recorded at the 2017 Christian School Administration Institute held in Zurich, Ontario. For more information about the Institute, contact Philip Horst at philip.horst.79@gmail.com. That's philip.horst.79@gmail.com.
I'm glad for those of you that stayed here tonight. I trust that you'll be blessed for this and for perhaps the need for some late hours till you get home tonight. I invite you to 2 Timothy chapter 2. We have launched out into a new experience for today. We think about the work of the school, and there are very few teachers here tonight. And yet, I trust that the intensity of our interest is every bit as great as those that face the daily challenge of making the school work. I hope we have the same burden and vision and are ready to learn better how we can contribute to their doing. I'm going to read the first 10 verses and then just highlight a few points. When I think about our Christian school program for today. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruit, partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say. The Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that I may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. When I think about the work of the Christian school, and today it was necessary to emphasize structure and offices in the work, and rightly so. It's all part of the necessity of functioning to the best of our capacity to do so. One man cannot do it all, but together, as we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, then God can do, let's say, great things. I like to just highlight a few things out of these verses here. The first verse, it is necessary in the Christian school structure that the basis of the work is a personal experience of God's grace. No man better step into the work or be called to the work where we're not sure about what his personal standing is with God. Does he give evidence that the grace of God has saved him and moved him and called him? He doesn't need to have a glamorous testimony as far as the depth to which he was in sin and where he's standing now. We praise God when there is that difference there. But somewhere he's finding the grace of God to be a child of God now, regardless of his background. And it's going to take sons of God, like you and I, sons and daughters of God, that personally experience God's grace to the fullness of our time today. We must also, the Christian school movement today must be a continuation of the work of faithful men of the past. None of us has experienced the agony that went into the thought as to whether the Christian school is even the will of God for us. Remember that the liberal conferences had started their education programs as well, with good intentions. And yet, in the process of time, they failed. I remember one of the key men that was very involved in his conference relationship with education contributed his time and money. And he said, I regret every cent that I gave to it. And that's a sad commentary to say. But this evening, I don't say that, because faithful men stood up to the test and said, we're going to move ahead because it's the only option for us to have our own schools and to teach our children what we believe is truth from God's word that will help them to live their lives accordingly. Thank God for them. And we have entered into their labors and are responsible to keep the vision alive so that when we're too feeble to be involved anymore, that there's young men and women that will be involved in this work. So let's enter the labors of faith from men. Let's also remember that whatever the work is, whether it's foreign mission work and the school work, we must endure hardness. We must all be soldiers. Must I be carried to the sky on flowery beds of ease while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? No. Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. And sometimes the work at school carries with it some pain. Somebody has to carry a load and do what needs to be done at the moment to save the day, of course, with the help of God. It's work for soldiers, not for people who are out there for a good time. No, that won't work. The Christian school needs to be operated by soldiers. The Christian school must also promote the concept that moral standards are important to uphold. In fact, we cannot afford to give up. That's one of the reasons we have our own schools. There was a day when Bible reading and prayer by a teacher in the public school was standard procedure. And while there were things that we would have said, now looking back, saying was still not a real good idea for our forefathers to have sent children to public school there, but the fact remained, things changed drastically. And the day came when I think in the U.S., back in the 60s, there shall be no more Bible reading and prayer in the classroom. And that was a sad day. It was an earmark of what was happening in society. Well, this verse here tells us that we are called to strive and work, but remember, we need to be within the moral standards that God has given to us. And we need to promote those. You know, if we were in the public school today, just think about what our children would be exposed to when it comes to relationships with the matter of gender. It's becoming so perverted in our time today. And I foresee the day when some of us will have to suffer for standing for what's true and saying we cannot sanction what's going on here. Let's do that. Let's be willing to do that. We may suffer trouble as an evildoer. That's what the world says. But if we're standing for what's right, let's do that. And let's allow our education program to foster that spirit. We also understand that our Christian schools must promote the fact that most of the teaching is by example. That's why we need to go through the agony of finding spiritually qualified board members, spiritually qualified teachers, and the whole program, the Christian school, must contribute to the spiritual good of the church that's sponsoring it. And it can be that way. It mentions here that the husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits. There's no doubt in his mind how this world came into being. And so on that platform, he enthusiastically teaches his students from that framework. And we all know that being a creationist has no, in fact, it has no limitations on the thrilling truths that we can learn in science. And likewise, the order that God has created it. We thrive under the privilege of being under a moral obligation to God who created us. We thrive in that environment. And if we chafe there, we're heading the course that the world is taking us to. We also need to remember that finally the schools must promote this message of verse 8, according to my gospel, which was, of course, the New Testament gospel, which Paul was very much of an instrument in bringing. He suffered trouble as an evildoer unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. You know, I'm thrilled today when I think about how people that read God's word are being moved by it. And I don't even know who all of those people are. Now, it's true. We need to find our place. We need to witness. We need to share. But one of the greatest things and the privileges and responsibilities we have is to raise children that can read God's word for themselves. You know, that was a defining factor in the Anabaptist movement. When finally the Bible left the church, you know, in the Latin language, chained to the pulpit. Only the priest had the privilege to open it up and read it for himself. Thank God there was a priest that read the word of God, and God's word spoke to him and he responded. That was Menno Simons. There may have been others. But you know, today we believe, while I know it's possible for people to take their own versions of what the word of God says and run away with it and not willing to submit themselves to what other brethren have to say about it, that's a danger that's there. But to leave people in darkness without reading God's word for themselves is a disaster. But this evening, I'm so thankful that the word of God is not done. There's still people reading God's word today that are discovering truth for themselves. And you know, we want our schools to be part of that. We want our children to read God's word and say, because God's word says this, they have the pressure from and the influence from the church and the home that they're part of, but it's God's word that's speaking to them. And may we be instruments in promoting that. So let's take courage in this hour of time here. We have a lot to be thankful for. And we have much history to look back to. And here we are. How long will the world stand? I don't know. But the word of God will endure. Shall we kneel for prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee this evening. We thank Thee for Thy precious word that we have here today. We thank Thee that it continues to inspire us personally. It continues to feed our souls collectively when men of God stand up to preach from Thy holy word. We thank Thee too that it gives us motivation to continue to have our schools as we have them today. While we confess that we're limited, we confess that at times we make mistakes and blunders and in our wisdom, and yet, Lord, we pray that you take our feeble motives and work thy great power into that, so the work will prosper in spite of us. But yet, at the same time, help us to do our very best. Bless thy word as it goes forth tonight, as we look at this important subject of where we want our education to be able to lead and produce and find an outlet for. We pray that thy blessing might be with our brother as he shares what thou hast placed on his heart. Bless those who may be traveling home. Give them safety. We pray this in Jesus' worthy and precious name. Amen.
For more free resources that support teaching and learning, visit thedocforlearning.org.